So the question here is, how are we supposed to relate to the Indian of Geula? So there's two ways of relating to the Indian of Geula. One way of relating to the Indian of Geula, this is something that's, it depends. If you perceive it as something new and radically different than anything that you've ever known before, and then it's going to force you to change everything in your life and everything about your life. So the natural reaction is going to be a certain resistance to that message, that there's this new major change and upheaval and that's going to dramatically alter your life as you know it, the world as you know it, everything you know and are familiar and comfortable with. So the natural response is that it arouses a resistance, and sometimes even a very powerful resistance to the message. If on the other hand you were to relate to it as something that has already begun, and you are comfortable and familiar with the, you've already adjusted yourself to the beginning of the process, and now we're talking about a continuation of a process that you're already familiar with and you already can relate to. So then, not only are you, so then the opposite, you're eagerly anticipating each new development as it unfolds. So the guy who totally doesn't relate to new technologies, each new development is more irritating and more annoying and more upsetting, because he's not in that world. He doesn't relate to the whole thing. So each new thing that comes out, it's just makes it feel further and further, more and more removed from what's going on around them, and to relate less and less to the people around. A person who's already somewhat technologically savvy, so each new thing that comes out is eagerly anticipated, is eagerly awaiting the next new development, the next new step. Maybe he may be concerned that he doesn't have the financial means to keep up or whatever it is that it is. But if he's capable of tapping into it, it's new, it's exciting, it's interesting. He wants to learn it. He wants to master it. He wants to, and then each new release is eagerly anticipated by all kinds of people who are waiting for the next new thing. So the same thing applies with Geula. That's really how it works. Do you feel like you're in a process that has already begun and you relate to and connect to, therefore you're eagerly looking forward and anticipating the next development in the process? Or is it something that's totally strange and foreign to you, and therefore you see each thing as each further talk and about this tremendous change and upheaval in your world and your worldview and your life as you know it seems threatening and something that it inspires resistance.